Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You've probably heard it by now, the historic moment at Faneuil Hall in Boston late yesterday.
I'm here with the people I love. To tell the city I love, that I will leave the job that I love.
And with that, Boston's longest-serving mayor, Thomas Menino, announced he will not seek re-election after 20 years in office. This morning, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman offers this political profile of the man who was the mayor for a full generation of Bostonians.
Early yesterday morning, Tom Menino stood in front of his home in Boston's Hyde Park neighborhood and told reporters after serving as the city's mayor for the past 20 years, he agonized over whether to run for another term.
It's a sad day, but it's a day that always will come in your career.
It was the most difficult decision of my life, said Menino. Not an overstatement for a man who spent his entire life in Boston politics.
He was a community activist. His first love was politics.
Joe Timbalty was Tom Menino's political mentor.
I mean, you know, some people was baseball, some was hockey. His was community service. He loved it.
Menino worked on Timbalty's campaigns for state senate and three unsuccessful runs for the mayor's office. Menino started out as a campaign volunteer, driver, fundraiser, and ward organizer. For Menino, a lifelong Bostonian and longtime member of the city council, all politics was personal.
Every place he went, he made friends. He worked at it. Nobody gave him anything. He worked at being a counselor. He worked at being a chairman. And he worked at being a candidate. And, you know, you had to have strong relationships.
One of Menino's strongest relationships was with Boston Mayor Ray Flynn. In 1993, when Flynn left office to become ambassador to the Vatican, Menino, as head of the city council, became acting mayor, the first non-Irish mayor of Boston in over 60 years, Joe Timbalty.
And there was a built-in organization of Ray Flynn people who stayed with him in that fight, and that put him over the top. And, you know, nobody else even came near him.
Menino crushed all of his political opponents in his five runs for mayor. At times, his popularity in the polls ran over 70%. Former Boston Globe columnist Mike Barnicle followed Menino's career.
I actually was with him one day, I believe it was in Roslindale, stopped the car, get out of the car, look at a Little League field where the grass had overgrown nearly the infield, go to a payphone. There were no cell phones then. That's how long he's been mayor. Call the Parks Department and get that field mowed. That's who he is.
Barnicle dubbed Mayor Tom Menino the urban mechanic. The nickname stuck.
He was interested in stop signs and hydrants that worked and painted crosswalks. And his interest was making the city that he has lived in all of his life as open and as livable and as safe and as comfortable and as clean for everyone. That's why he's a success.
For the past year, Tom Menino suffered from a series of illnesses. In the fall, he was hospitalized for 2 months, then months more recuperating before returning to his beloved Hyde Park home only last week. Longtime Dorchester activist Lou Finfer says he'll miss Menino. Recently, he was at Faneuil Hall when the mayor held a rally to champion one of his signature issues, jobs for city youth.
And he went from the back of Faneuil Hall to the front to speak. And, you know, he, you know, was obviously laboring. He was on his cane and he walked slowly, but it was with great dignity and great appreciation. And that was a room of, you know, there were 800 youth below 18 and, you know, mostly people of youth of color. You know, they knew him as their mayor and knew he was a guy who was standing there fighting for him. So it was a very poignant scene.
Boston Mayor Tom Menino has 9 months left in office, but he doesn't plan on leaving quietly as a lame duck. We still have work to do, he says. We're not finished yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.